Welcome to Shomar Shavuah Nedav, Shir Sponsor, Le Nishmas, Arbi HaKashom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding a new Madaf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings a story that happened with the Malachim in Shemayim. And the beginning of the Gemara says that when Am Yisrael did a chet, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead tells Michoel, Sorcha Umoscha, your Ummah did something wrong, your nation did something wrong. The Maharsha points out, as it's brought down another pasuk in the Neil, that Michal is considered to be the Malach of Am Yisrael. So unfortunately, when he asks, but we know that every one of the Umos Olam has a Malach that is responsible for it. Mashiach and Am Yisrael, they have no Malach responsible for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one responsible for Am Yisrael. As Chazal tell us in a few places, in the Zohar, in the Medrash. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one responsible for Am Yisrael, why does it say that Michal is a Sar? The one who addresses it directly is the Ramban in Chumash, in Parshas Achrei, and he brings two answers. Answer number one is that Michal is not considered to be the Sar, the Malach, who is responsible for Am Yisrael, but he's the Sar Tzava, he's the general, so to speak, that runs with Am Yisrael and helps them out. As we see over here in the sugi, he's the one helping Daniel. And connect here the Ramban in Parsha Mishpatim and other places that explains that while Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, they didn't need even the Malach Gavriel. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who stood instead of the Malach Gavriel. We know Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who was the leader of Am Yisrael. He's the one who's Melamed Zchus in Am Yisrael. That's what the Malach Gavriel does once Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. So this is the first explanation. The second explanation of Ramban is that even though there's no Malach for Am Yisrael, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. But once they go to Chutzlarts, once they're in Galus, in exile, then there is a Malach responsible. And this connects beautifully with the Gemara that says that when a person goes out to Eretz Yisrael, it's kilo ovid avir dezor. Because you don't have any more the direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it goes through a Malach. Now there is a Sar that's responsible for Am Yisrael. So this is what the Gemara says over here regarding Michoel. Then the Gemara speaks about Gavriel. And the Gemara says the Gavriel was supposed to be the one punishing Am Yisrael, but he was more lenient, because Gavriel told the Kruv to give him the coals, so the coals cooled down until they got to Gavriel's hands. And the idea is that Gavriel is the Malach who represents Mitas Adin. It's brought down in Feresh and Chazal and Sefer HaZoya, and all the Kubolim bring it. Gavriel belongs to the left, belongs to Din, and that's why he's responsible over here to punish Am Yisrael. But Gavriel's Din is not so strict, is more lenient. He punishes, but he is Mekel. He is also the one who later in the Gemara is the one who brings the Schus of Am Yisrael and says that you have to be the Chachamim, that the woman wait for them, and that's the Schus of Am Yisrael. So though he is the one who gives the punishment, but he does it with mercy. When Gavriel did something wrong, they replaced him in Shemaim with a Malach called Dubiel, who represents Paras. It's brought down the reason why Dubiel represents Paras, because Paras are Doimim Ledoiv. They are similar to a bear. So the Malach that's responsible in Paras is called a bear. He's the one who right away does Midas Adin with no mercy. He does full judgment. And that's what he's about to punish Am Yisrael in a very bad way. And this is a Chazal Sefer Zohar quoted in the Goyin on Maseches Brochus, when the Gemara there speaks of Malach Michoel, Malach Gavriel. It says Michoel beYamin, veGavriel beSmoil. Yamin is Chesed. Yamin is the when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us a smiling face. That's what Michoel represents. He's the Malach of Am Yisrael. Gavriel beSmoil, Gavriel is the Din, is the judgment, is when punishment has to come. But there's still both Malachim, which are the ones that are supporting Am Yisrael. The Maharsha over here says something gavaldik, very nugia for today. Today, we're learning the staff on Shivas or Betamos. The Gemara says that Gavriel was replaced with Dubiel for 21 days. Meaning for 21 days, the Malach of Din was not the Malach with mercy, but the Malach was completely strict. The Malach was punishing Am Yisrael with no mercy. Says the Maharsha, the 21 days are the 21 days between Shivas or Betamos and Tisha B'Av. You may be in a Mitzrayim. These are the days that we have that are more tough days for Am Yisrael. But eventually, Dubiel is replaced, Gavriel comes back, and this is always a simon for us, for the nechama that we're going to have eventually. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.